The family of 5-year-old Charlie Martinez says their son received the marrow transplant late Friday night at Children's Hospital in Wauwatosa. It could be weeks before doctors know how well the boy's body accepts the new marrow and he's able to live in a non-sterile environment. Latino groups have been highlighting Charlie Martinez's leukemia and his parents' status as undocumented workers in Illinois as an example of how immigrant families could be broken up during a medical crisis if federal immigration law isn't changed. Daryl Morin of the League of United Latin American Citizens says his group is now backing a write-in effort to Congress for comprehensive immigration reform.
That would allow these good, decent people who've been in this country working, living, participating in our society, who love their family, to be able to stay here on a permanent basis.
Another group wants Congress to pass a bill authored by Chicago Democrat Bobby Rush to specifically protect about 36 families, including the Martinezes. But the House, led by Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, recently passed a measure that could make it easier to deport undocumented workers. Sensenbrenner has said the immigration debate has a long way to go. Analysts say President Bush and the GOP-dominated Congress have to decide how to be tough on immigration without harming their image as pro-family. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.